Gracias, señor.
Many thanks, Chair. I promise I'll be succinct. When, in principle, on this particular agenda item and the overall discussion on the agenda, we're in agreement with the various proposals that have been made. We understand the rationale that has led to the suggestion that we include a new agenda item on general exchange of views, and my delegation was one of those delegations who provided input and comments throughout the process of the previous declaration. And so we have made substantive contributions to the process in that format, in that written format. But that does not in any way imply that we would have any problems or difficulties with making space for allowing other delegations, if they see that that is something they wish to do, to voice general views or to engage in a general exchange of views following the practice in other open-ended working groups and other non-expert groups. And I think there has been some confusion here in the debate. This is an open-ended working group. It's not a group of governmental experts. It's an OEWG, not a GGE, and those are two very different beasts. That needs to be borne in mind. We've lost a little bit sight of that in this debate. We were very happy with the proposed distribution of the various themes and topics that you proposed in your draft agenda. And the, we think that that is a carve-up of the different topics that duly and faithfully reflects the different topics contained in the resolution, but provides additional layers of specificity, which is important because that will help guide and steer our work. But if delegations prefer to have an explicit reference to the topics in the resolution, aware of the background, the complex background of the negotiation to that resolution, then we can agree with a changing or tweaking of the wording to reflect more faithfully the wording of the resolution itself. I also believe that, and this is from our perspective, we have a mandate to submit a report to the Secretary General. And so if something needs to be submitted, then there needs to be an adoption process. If we have something to submit to the General Assembly, then it will need to have been adopted prior to that. That's that goes without saying. So I don't think that we need to have specific language about the adoption of the report. If a report is to be submitted, then of course it has to be adopted. We believe that that's clearly implied. But again, we don't object to a change in the wording if others would be more comfortable with spelling that out and making it very, very clear. I was going to talk about the format under the next agenda item when we had our discussions on the organisation of work, but I will join with us who've taken the floor to raise issues on that here under this agenda item. We are guided by the rules of procedure of the General Assembly. Those are the rules of procedure which are generally applied to bodies such as this one that's been set up because it's part of the General Assembly. So we will be guided by the rules of procedure of the General Assembly, including in the way in which we organise our work. My delegation is of the view that both the budget, the budget adopted, provides for in-person meetings. But I do want to provide a point of clarification. We have had experiences of in-person meetings in the United Nations under the rules of procedure of the General Assembly, which have allowed panelists to participate and which have allowed outside experts to participate and to contribute remotely and online. So I think we wouldn't be taking the discussion off course if we were to agree that experts from capital and civil society organizations could participate remotely. I have heard expert interventions from countries in Africa, Latin America, panelists in in-person meetings, but those interventions or those panelists have participated remotely online. It's part of common currency, common practice. I think following that practice would in no way violate the rules of procedure of the United Nations or the General Assembly. Now, my delegation, I would like to make this point, is always in favor, always prefers hybrid meetings because of the complex COVID circumstances that we're living through, and we've had a need to resort to digital measures and digital format to continue multilateral meeting and multilateral business. But of course that requires an additional budget, and that additional budget for a hybrid meeting I believe was not previously contemplated. But we'd like to place on the record that there needs to be in-person meetings as well, and that needs to be a core plank of our working, because what happened in 2020 and 2021 is that the General Assembly itself and the United Nations as an organization understood that there was a need to continue meetings and to continue its work in exceptional circumstances, and it introduced provisions to allow for remote and or hybrid meetings of all of its bodies, of all of its organs, of all of its groups, irrespective of their composition. That was a general decision that required, off the back of it, a reallocation of the budget to allow that format to proceed for all bodies, including the Conference on Disarmament and the Conference on Disarmament, all the way down. So in that understanding, my delegation believes that in principle we are working under the rules of procedure of the General Assembly, seeking in-person meetings where we can have them, with the option for remote input by experts, panel of experts, etc. But we shouldn't rule out decisions that can be taken by the organization to allow for other formats of meeting that will address the exceptional circumstances that we're currently in or that may arise in the future. We don't want to fence ourselves in on a decision of an exclusive format of working when that might rule out our ability to work to